Blog Talk Radio.
I joined Uber One because I hate delivery fees and I need to save money for when I get canceled. And I don't want to go back to selling pictures of my feet. I mean, how would I even do that? Find out at bignaturaltoes.net. Join Uber One or don't. I don't care.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your own.
I'm
Before E. Davis comes on tonight, I was just given some outstanding and horrible news. To the WBNN family, this is your proprietor, Oladele Malewingozi. It's hard for me to say this on the air, but I have to. Christine Jesus Powell's son, Jalen, passed away tonight of a heart attack. Let us all have prayers for her at this time. It is never natural fruition for a parent to lose a child. We're supposed to go before them. But it is the awful grace of God that these things happen. So let us all have a moment of silence before we go into this show tonight. And then E. Davis will come on after 5 seconds of silence for the family, for the Powell family, and definitely for our wonderful Jesus. And now, Strictly Business with E. Davis.
We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. Tonight, we are going to be discussing the concept of a co-op, co-op 101. After my show last month, I was watching the TV series Queen Sugar, and I binge it once it comes out. It's on Hulu. I binge it, and I've been watching it since the first season, and I was inspired how they took the sugar mill that was created to turn into a co-op to help the fellow farmers in the community. These farmers had sugarcane field in Louisiana. If you haven't watched the series, I highly recommend that you do. It deals a lot with business, with ownership, family, unity, in the Black community in St. Joseph, Louisiana. It's a great, great show. And I was inspired to discuss a co-op. I didn't know too much about it. So, of course, being the Google person that I am, I researched it, and I was definitely impressed with the concept of what a co-op is. It's a building that has a foundation that supports the rest of the structure. Without it, the building probably would not stand very long. The corporative form of business is also built on a foundation, a set of guidelines that create uniqueness and expand the relationship between it and its members. These guidelines are referred to as principles and distinguish a corporative from other kinds of business. A corporative is defined as a user-owned and controlled business form, business from which benefits are derived and distributed equally on the basis of use or as a business owned and controlled by the people who use its services. In many respects, corporatives resemble other businesses. So the co-op, of course, looks like an already formed or established business. They have similar physical facilities, perform similar functions, and must follow sound business practices. They usually incorporate under state law by filing articles of incorporation, granting them the right to do business. They draw up bylaws and other necessary legal papers. Members elect the board of directors. The board sets policies and hires a manager to run the day-to-day operations. But in other ways, corporatives are distinctly different from other businesses. The differences are found in the corporative's purpose, its ownership and control, and how businesses are distributed. These are usually referred to as corporative principles and explained the way a corporative operates. To understand how corporate principles are defined today, we need to look at the history. The history of the corporative. The principal ones of the earliest corporative businesses was the Rochdale Equitable Pioneer Society, and that was founded in England in 1844. The original group consists of 28 people ranging from flannel weavers to shoemakers. They were individual people they were individual craftsmen or entrepreneurs who came together on Toad Lane to purchase supplies and consumer goods cooperatively. The original subscription was £1 for one share of stock. The Rochdale Society took the best ideas developed throughout the history of cooperatives and molded them into one set of good business practices and policies. That was 150 years later. Evolved into principles of cooperatives. These principles distinguish cooperatives from non-cooperative businesses. The Rochdale policies and practices was open membership, one man, one vote, cash trading. Membership education, political and religious, was neutral. No unusual risk assumption, and it was limited interest on stock. Goods are sold at regular retail prices. Limitations on the number of shares owned, and net margins are distributed according to patronage. Although outdated in many respects, they have still considered the first expressions of modern corporative principle definitions. On corporative principles, the one thing we need to understand is a definition. Discussions of today's corporative principles and practices should be prefaced with a definition of terms. A corporative principle is an underlying doctrine or tenet that defines or identifies a distinctive characteristic. It clearly sets the corporative apart from other businesses. A corporative practice is an action that supports, complements, or carries out the principle. It is particularly important for a corporative to achieve success, yet it is not necessarily unique to corporatives. Traditional principles. Now, this various writers over the past century or or have analyzed and observed the application of corporative principles. It does allow for slight differences in terminology. Four principles emerge from rather lengthy and diverse lists as being recognized and widely practiced for nearly 150 years. These are more than just for practices, policies, or common sense. They are the principles that continue to distinguish a corporative from other kinds of businesses. They are recognized in federal and state statutes as criteria for a business to qualify as a corporative. The four traditional principles are service at cost, financial obligation, and benefit portion to use, limited return on equity capital, and democratic control. So the first point is service at cost. Members unite in a corporative to obtain services otherwise not available to get quality supplies at the right time, to achieve access to markets, or from other mutually beneficial reasons. Acting together gives members the advantage of economies of size and bargaining power. The corporative attempts to fulfill the members' needs at the least possible cost. Determining true cost at the point of transaction, however, is practically impossible. A necessary practice, therefore, is to charge corporative. The objective of generating sufficient income to cover costs and meet continually operating capital needs is critical. The corporative operations are reduced to an at-cost basis is at the end of the fiscal year when the surpluses are returned to the members. The next point, financial obligations and benefits proportional to use. Members gain both direct and indirect benefits for their corporatives. A direct benefit is an insured source of supply and markets for the products, which can directly increase their income. Indirect benefits to members are policing the markets of goods and services, leadership, development, and increasing business knowledge. How many benefit members receive from the corporative depends on their level of participation. Members may have the privilege of sharing in the benefit of the corporative, but it also share in the responsibility of providing financing based on the propositional use of financial losses. Limited return on in equity capital. Members from a corporative to get a service providing supplies, marketing their products, or performing specialized function, the primary purpose of corporating is to get a need service or product, not a monetary return on capital investment. That is limiting the payment, if any, for members. Capital use to operating the corporative supports the principle of distributing benefits proportional to use. The basic idea, however, is that the current user finance their corporative in proportion to use and return to their financial investment are secondary to the value of services received and democratic control. One way corporative members exercise control is through voting at annual and other membership meetings. Membership owners of a corporative corporation, in most instances, have one vote no matter how much money they have invest in stock or how much money they patronize the organization. Some say the term member control more accurately describes today's corporatives than the term democratic control. Member control recognizes that members can control a corporative either through one vote per member or through a voting system that relates to the size of the patronage each member does with the corporative. Examples of proportional voting are based on the dollar volume of business, the access of cropland, or the units of product marketing through the corporatives. And I'm going to get into the practice and open membership after a track by Brother O.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Everybody can't scream this.
This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, Dee Davis. We are on the air from all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling
Thanks,
from.
Thanks, Phoebe. It's Sherry Petito. How are you, girl?
The queen of O&E. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I miss you. I love you. And I just want to just say I'm praying for Jesus Powell. That's all, Christine. I had to say that. And I love you. And the music is absolutely incredible tonight. I so needed this.
The music is beautiful. It's definitely hitting home. And I'm my thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family as well. It's not hard losing your loved one, especially someone's child. But we definitely pray that the Lord comforts. And also, whomever is not saved, that this will lead them to the Lord.
Oh, I just prayed that. Girl, I just prayed that. Okay,
yes,
I love you. I needed to call in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. When is your next show?
Okay. I wasn't prepared for that at this moment. But
okay.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. When I got the news about Christine's son, I kind of lost myself there. So I love you, and great show as usual. And let's just keep everybody in prayer tonight, okay?
We'll definitely keep them in prayer. Thank you so much, Jerry Petito. Wow, we were definitely keeping Christine Yeezus Powell in prayer for the loss of her son. The Bible says, blessed are those they that mourn, they shall be comforted. So we ask the Lord to comfort that family right now in the name of Jesus. And that anyone in that family who doesn't know the Lord, that this situation will lead them to the Lord. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. So even though this situation does not look good, there's a purpose. And we believe that her son's life was not in vain. So as we continue on discussing the purpose, understanding the concept of a co-op, as mentioned, I was inspired to just do some research in the co-op from watching one of my favorite shows this past few years is Queen Sugar. It's on the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey's network. I believe it comes on Tuesdays. It's in the seventh and final season. If you have not watched it, I highly recommend that you get on Hulu and binge it. It's extremely powerful. It definitely deals with family. It deals with racial equality. It deals with, of course, the black culture. It deals with ownership and land in the community with the sugar cane, with the farmers, and it's such a great show. It is such a great show. And it was the one episode where one of the farmers is about to lose their land on their home, and the main character had bought a mill years ago, and the mill was kind of being idle, not really being worked on because other things had taken place. And the family member said, we're going to turn into a co-op, and this is going to help the other farmers in the community, which I, like, wow. And this is how we need to stick together. That does not have to be a black community, white community. It could be a community in the field that you're passionate in. I'm an author. I'm a published author. It could be a writing community. If you own a clothing store, a boutique, it could be a retail community. If you are a journalist, it could be a communication community, such as this radio show. We are a community. So it's very important, and that we understand. Because when I think of co-op, I think of cooperation. That's how I look at co-op, even though it's more corporative. I look at cooperation. We all have to work together to build a community. So as we go into now some more information on the co-op 101, we want to understand what the practices are. In addition to operating under these principles, cooperatives follow other generic practices, many of which are followed by other businesses and organizations. An open membership, with this policy, it is considered a traditional principle by food, health, housing, and other types of consumer cooperatives. Yet it does not distinguish them from the public stock corporations that allow anyone to buy stocks. With agriculture cooperatives are limited to bona fide farmers. Even some of these have closed memberships. These types of cooperatives and its purpose will largely determine whether it can practice open membership. And as mentioned with the agriculture, considering queen sugar, because it starts with farming a land, and it's a sugar cane land. Continuing membership education. Keep owners educated about what is happening in their industry. It is important for any business, but is vital in a cooperative for at least three reasons. One, democratic control. Exercise through the majority rule requires that the entire ownership be informed and involved to ensure enlightening decision-making. The cooperative can be responsible to members' needs only if members express them and recognize that they must bear the financial burden to fulfill those needs. And point number three, unfamiliarity with the cooperative form of business is in this country's means that our education system at any level does not give much instruction about the cooperative and business and economic course. And therefore, the cooperative must conduct its own educational efforts. Cooperation among cooperatives. This statement was adopted by the International Cooperative Alliance in 1966 as a principle that cooperatives should pursue to advance the concept of corporations worldwide. It is a good policy also wherever members' resources can be used more effectively and the public interest serves more effectively. Contemporary principles. Abraham Lincoln said, important principles may and must be flexible. Today, principles are simply flexible in a few number, yet continue to define and identify the distinctive characteristics of the corporative form of business in a forward-looking manner. The user-owner principle, that is when people who own and finance the corporative are those who use it. The user control principle, people who control the corporative are those who use it. I'm sorry, I repeated that. The user benefits principle is the corporate sole purpose is to provide and distribute benefits to the user on the basis of their use. And to understand and explain a corporative principle, the answer is to several questions that will help. Who are the members of the cooperative? What is the cooperative's goal? How is the business financed? How is control exercised and who benefits from its existence? A cooperative is different from other businesses in the American free enterprise system, yet it plays a vital role. And going over the information, it can also help in understanding the difference and uniqueness. Now, some people can somewhat understand the concept of a co-op in other ways, such as homes. How does a co-op housing differ from living in a condominium or garden variety single family apartment? And what does it mean to be a part of a housing cooperative? Okay, so if you're living in a place like Washington, D.C. or New York, in some ways, housing, co-op housing operates similar to condo living. At the same time, it is worth noting they are not the same. So we got to really look at the definition. Now, we went over it briefly, but cooperative housing, commonly described by references to an individual co-op, is a type of home ownership common to an apartment building in big cities such as New York. From practical intents and purposes, a co-op can be defined as a building that is jointly owned by a corporation made up of all inhabitants. When you buy into a co-op, you are not purchasing a piece of property, rather personally buying shares in a nonprofit corporation that allows you to live in a residence. So you're actually making an investment. What is the purpose of a co-op? Why do they exist? The purpose of a cooperative is to realize the economic, cultural, and social needs of the organization's members and its surrounding community. Cooperatives also have a strong commitment to their community and focus on the strengthening the community they exist or serve. Now, again, this extremely important, even in the business realm, I would say, because it kind of helps individuals in the field that they are in. This is usually, as mentioned, say, Washington, D.C., New York, maybe in the urban communities. I know personally, I say this without sounding ignorant, I'm not familiar with the co-op in the suburban communities, but more in the rural communities where people are more labormen as opposed to corporate America, so to speak. And also, from what I've learned, is more of a security that can help with your business or your businesses, such as farming, where you got so many farmers, they work together, there's a membership, there's a board, they meet monthly and decide on what goes where, what goes what. And you really need to stick together in this concept. There really shouldn't be any division because it is a business. And when you have a business, when you don't stick together, it can fall. It can fall. There's one crack in the foundation, it really can fall. There are three types of cooperatives. Let's see. Let's go over those types of cooperatives. All right. Cooperatives vary depending on the service offered and the way that the members are organized. They also differ depending on the economic activity, how members use the cooperatives, and the kind of management. So I thought there was three. Actually, I'm showing that there are six types of classifications. It's the agricultural cooperative known as the Manitoba, the next generation co-op, consumer co-op, credit union, housing co, and insurance co-op and workers co-op. These types of cooperatives include producer marketing, retail supply, utilities, cable television, let me see, agriculture services, fish marketing, childcare farmers marketing, community service. And these are all great co-ops because if you think about it, this actually helps build the community. And I'm going to get into some of these right after this track by Brother O.
Lord, do it. You have the story about the blind man who could not see. But one day he heard Jesus was passing by. He said,
thank you. don't feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, Dee Davis, on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So we were discussing a few different types of co-ops, cooperatives, and before we get into some more, let's take a call from our caller. Caller 2, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, women of God. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta, Magic Man Haru. Enjoying what you are presenting tonight and sharing with us. I definitely want to call in and show my divine love and support. And also, I'm offering up prayers to Hall of Fame nominated Jesus Powell on the transitioning of a son. May he be received by the ancestors and continue to travel on peacefully. Okay. But as always, I thank you so much for your business expertise. Co-ops is definitely one of the best ways to go, especially in local communities. They're able to put together certain businesses can actually join other businesses. I don't know how it is in your location, but I know when I first became aware of a co-op is when I got down here in Nashville. And it was pretty unique, and that's one of the best systems. Matter of fact, to be honest, it's an old concept that we used to have. So, you know, it's not really anything new, but as far as business, I feel like co-ops is definitely a step in the right direction. You know, I definitely want to add my little $9.99 to what you're sharing with us tonight, okay?
Thank you so much, Big Brother Huni. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to call in and show your support. I myself knew of some. I'm sorry that I don't know where to in my community. That just goes to show you my ignorance. But I'm going to be looking into them and see how I can help. If there's anyone in need, you know, I can at least point to the direction, give my direction and lead way. And I'm definitely admiring it because I just honestly believe that we as a community need to build some type of bridge that helps one another. And it's not necessarily in the Black community, but in the business realm, especially small businesses. We need to come together because there's, especially since the pandemic, when everything was shut down and everything was just kind of crazy, and it's like you couldn't find this, you couldn't go here. I think it's strongly needed so that we can all survive, you know what I mean? Because, like, when a pandemic hit, I don't know how it was where you're at, but where I was at, we couldn't find toilet paper. They was buying up the toilet paper. I don't know what that was about. But, you know, little stuff like that. We need to work together. We definitely need to work together because you just never know. And I thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your next show?
Oh, yeah. My next show would be November 17th. Okay, it's really, really going to be really, really interesting. I don't know if you listen to some of the latest advancements that I did, but it's going to be really, really interesting as I continue to try to delve higher in doing my part with not only the wake-up call, okay, but so just be on the lookout for that, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So with regards to marketing and producer co-ops, the producer co-ops were one of the first kinds of cooperative developed, explore, and provided solutions to the farmers' production in the early 1800s. Producer co-ops, are also known as marketing co-ops, where the member provide the co-op with the same production that the co-op markets in a processed or valued added form. The co-op's mandate is to commercialize the members' input by seeking the best price possible on the market. In Manitoba, many groups of suppliers are organized into marketing co-ops to meet the marketing requirement and to explore and access the marketing for their product. These producer co-ops include farmers, artists, harvesters, fishers, and fishers seeking out and selling to end users to earn and retain the benefits of their owners and produce. Producers. Consumer cooperatives. This is one of the best known forms of cooperatives because they are owned and controlled by the people that buy the products and services sold, managed, or distributed by their co-ops. Their mandate is to acquire the products and services required by their members at the lowest possible cost and the highest possible quality. These co-ops can operate in three different ways: buying clubs, where the products and services are obtained by the co-op only when the members place an order, as retail stores, where the members come and shop, and as a service providers, where members order their service, such as a cable television, internet, insurance, water, or natural gas. In Manitoba, there are general stores, gas bars, farm supplies, furniture stores, funeral services, natural gas, utilities, water utilities, internet access, and cable television. Co-op serve the needs of their members. And we have a caller. Caller number 3, please tell us your name and where are you calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the kids sucker punch people dressed up like Elmo at the kids' parties, birthday parties, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the whole WBNN, and I wanted to, you know, send my condolences, you know, to Jesus, you know what I mean? Verily, you know, we to God we belong, to God we shall return, you know what I'm saying? And when these things happen, you know what I mean, unfortunately, they catch us off guard. This is why we need to utilize these things as signs for ourselves to prepare ourselves for our fixed hour as well. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, we have a fixed time when we have the birth dates, but unfortunately, we do not know the death dates. However, we should live through life preparing ourselves for that and our family as well, you know what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, this is only a pass-through, people, only a pass-through where whatever, you know, whatever you maintain or obtain while you're here, you know what I'm saying, enjoy it, but know that there's a hereafter, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get there, you know, focus on that one, you know what I mean? And that's really it, man. I don't really got too much because this has been a rough week for us, you know. And we're going to go ahead and build bricks up and stand some sticks up, man. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Where we eat the last piece of chicken. Check your satellites.
Thank you so much for calling. When is your next show?
So, yeah, Clev One will be appearing on the sticks 2 days after Halloween. Michael Myers with a big-ass knife. Excuse me. Sorry, people.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that. Thank you again for calling. What is your views on the subject tonight on the co-op?
Well, I was hearing you saying some things as regards to the economics in which we should try to build. You know what I'm saying? Like me, myself, I'm an entrepreneur myself. I have a lot of different things. And what I do is I utilize all my friends and all the people that I know my resources to, you know, kind of keep the Wu-Tang money all up in the family. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, I know contractors, plumbers, videographers, you know what I'm saying? People who have catering halls, people who are all kinds of different, you know, all kinds of different establishments and things like that. So where we try to kind of just utilize each other to kind of keep it growing. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, though, if I step to you economically and say, listen, I'm Clev One, you know what I'm saying? I would like to open up a store right here. You know what I mean? This is my man so-and-so. You know what I mean? I do a lot of business with him. I see you have a vacancy over there across the street. You know what I'm saying? You know, he would like to have a store across the street because in that way, me and him could do business. Boom. So our business will make the business boom. Then we also have a mutual friend in which – you know, you got a vacancy next door to mine, you know what I'm saying? And we got a mutual friend over here where we also do business with him, us both. So it would be convenient to have him close by as well. And then before you know it, we got a mall, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you build the bricks up and stand the sticks up on all of that. As far as what I was getting from, what you were talking about, as far as the economics and keeping the Wu-Tang money all up in the family, you know what I'm saying? Helping each other grow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree to that concept with the economics, you know, supporting each other and building each other, spreading that, flipping the brown dollar around within the community, and also making sure that we all eat. If I got something, you got something. You know what I mean? So I definitely, I'm a definitely firm believer. If I know a plumber, if I need a plumber, or if you need a plumber, I'm gonna find you a plumber. It's gonna be a black plumber because you know what I mean. And it's also word of mouth is also the power of your network and who you know and actually who gives good quality services. So I definitely appreciate your feedback.
Absolutely, you know what I'm saying. I appreciate you as well. You know what I mean. Anytime, the pleasure's all mine.
Thank you again for calling, Club of One. And with regards to the economics that Clever One and I was discussing, we got the workers' cooperative. Workers' cooperative are identified as the third type of cooperative owned and controlled by their employees. The purpose of the worker co-op is to create jobs for their members and allow them to control at the workspace. So now this is the concept of creating jobs. Members provide the capital to finance the business, each starting the cost and the risk of ownership. The management of the worker co-op is concentrated in the business part and classified as a third type of co-op where the members are employees. Usually the worker co-ops are services, co-ops offering services to other businesses, and they are generally printing, nursery schools, cleaning, consulting, delivering, manufacturing, and food services. Major benefits of the employee members include involvement in the policies making process through the election of a board of directors, profit sharing through patronage, all locations, and a quality of work life that is established by one's membership. Housing cooperatives are developed to resolve in the living need by offering an affordable and secure housing in a viable community. These members are tenants, owners, having the ability to manage and control the co-op. There are two different types of housing co-ops under the Manitoba legislation, not-for-profit and all others. Not-for-profit housing co-ops are those where articles of incorporation specify that they are not-for-profit, that file income taxes return as a not-for-profit cooperation or that have received the Government of Canada or the Government of Manitoba or an agency of either one of them. A subsidy or assistant of a type that assisted with or reduced housing costs. The not-for-profit housing co-ops are subject to the following restrictions. They cannot issue investment shares. They must conduct at least 90% of their business with their members. They shall carry on their business without the purpose or gain for the members. They may not be continued under any legislation. They may not amend their articles to change to any other type of co-op. On dissolution, their remaining assets must be given to another not-for-profit housing co-op, a Manitoba co-op with similar objectives and limitations, and charitable organizations with similar purposes. Most housing co-ops in Manitoba are not-for-profit and were built with the assistance from both the Government of Canada and the Government of Manitoba to provide affordable housing for low and moderate income families. Resident member purchases membership share the co-op in relatively small amounts, less than 3 months housing charges, and pay housing charges to cover mortgage interest, utilities, repairs, taxes, depreciation, management, administrative, and other operating costs. While members leave the co-op, they are entitled to have their shares redeemed by the co-op for the same price paid by the members, unless the co-op has a defect and is prevented by the legislation from redeeming the shares. The other categories of housing co-ops does not have the above restrictions and set their own rules for the amount of equality required to become a resident member, and now members deal with the occupancy rights and shares when leaving. In most instances, the existing members give the prescribed notion, and on the exit date is no longer responsible for the housing charges and receive the acquisition price for the member shares upon redemption less any pro rata portion of any capital impairment. In some of these co-ops, the share capital is modest and similar to the not-for-profit housing co-ops, and the co-ops and the members' cash flow are not significant. Other quality requirements are higher, and members can reduce the monthly housing charges by increasing the share capital investment. Upon leaving, the housing co-ops may have to increase its mortgage, as the incoming member may not be able to invest as much in share capital as the existing member. In these cases, the existing members may have to wait some time before being paid for all the shares redeemed. This can also put stress on the co-op if the mortgage holder does not feel the cash flow of the co-op is sufficient to warrant additional financing. Others are set up so that the existing member is responsible for the housing charges until replacement resident member is found. The new member pays the exiting member's market value for the right to occupy the housing unit and the housing co-op records. The transfer of equality in charges the new member in initiation fee. The housing co-op, although it still must approve the new member, receive the transfer fee, but not have to concern itself with the redemption of shares. Well, that's a lot of information for the housing co-op. But it is so important, because if this is something that you are looking into as far as business-wise, it is important to know the fine detail, that fine print that people always say you have to look at. The financial co-ops are initially based on consumer co-ops offering financial services to their members. Financial co-ops were started in the rural communities, providing farmers with microcredit during the early 1900s, and they were known as the People's Bank or Credit Union and saving and credit cooperatives. These types of co-ops often come under legislation development for the uniqueness of the financial services being provided for their members, deposit-taking loans, trust services, and insurance. Credit unions are the most recognizable or best known for the financial co-ops. Like other co-op democratic control, it is in the hands of the members or owners. These co-ops have the mandate to provide the members with financial services at the lowest possible cost and the highest possible return. These services include a variety of deposits, vehicles, mortgages, loans, lines of credit, safety deposit box, financial planning, estate administration, and insurance. And last but not least, New Generation Cooperatives. New Generation Cooperatives are new formula to view and operate a co-op, and they are the latest buzzwords in the co-op community, describing a variation on the traditional co-op, yet retaining the critical co-op principle. The New Generation Co-ops, known as the NGC, represent an emerging trend in agriculture, forestry, fishing, and other industries that are supplied by producers. These are distinct types of cooperative forms to enable members to process raw commodities. As a result, members not only receive market prices for their produce, they gain the opportunity to profit from processing and marketing these value-added products. And before I continue, we have a track, my brother O.
Come.
Increase. Increase, increase. Just tell two people, say increase. Increase. Tell somebody, say increase, increase, increase.
Of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, so please call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Chan Multimedia. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hi, my name is Ricardo Richard. I'm actually on the network. Yeah, tonight or whatever, it was, I would definitely say, actually the last couple of times I've been calling in from last week, I think into this week, it seems like it was just definitely a lot of information and, a lot for me, you know, like to learn from, because I wasn't really like, I didn't know all of this, you get what I mean? So I feel like as I'm listening to you, it's enlightening. And then I'm just like, wow, like, it's just, I just kind of feel like there's so much information out there, and there's so much information that can help so many people, but it's like, I feel like, you know, sometimes we lack the resources. And I think it's just important, like, you know, like, what you're doing, because even somebody like, you know, me or whatever, like, I'm just, like, listening to it, and I'm getting informed, so... I think, I don't know, I just feel like in general, like, that's what I love about the network in general, because it's like a gumbo, you know, it's just like, it's something for everybody, you get what I mean? Like, everybody has their thing and everybody has their niche, you know, and I love the individuality, you know, that everybody possesses, you know, on the network, and so I just wanted to, like, just stop by and just, you know, just, you know, just letting you know that I called in, I was supporting, and I definitely want to just learn more information, because I kind of felt like, you know what I mean, like, of course, this hour and a half is not, like, enough, so I definitely want to listen to, like, more of your shows and stuff like that, so I could get, you know, be more informative about, like, what you're discussing.
I definitely appreciate you taking the time to call in, Ricardo. That definitely means a lot. When is your next show?
My next show is November the 7th. So Monday, November 7th at 9:30. So Ricardo with Trenton Mix. So you guys stay tuned. And thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have another caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Tara Strength. How are you doing, Ms.
Davis?
Here you go. How are you doing? How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm definitely doing well. I'm just my heart goes out to Christine, but with all things considering, I'm doing well.
Yes, and I was going to say the same thing. Definitely my prayers go out to her and her family. I just say my prayers go out to her and her family. It has to be a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was calling in to support your show. I had a question about the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of it being a good investment idea or not. Since now, how would that work? If you try to buy an investment situation with a co-op, when don't all the renters own a piece of it? Oh, how does that work?
Well, what from my understanding is they all would put some monies into it, depending on the type of co-op. Because, for example, say you have, say, $10,000 that you're putting into it and somebody else has $15,000, and this will build your members. So then moving forward, when anything comes about, you guys will vote on it. This is now like more like your bank. So and what needs done is, you know what I mean? So go ahead.
Everyone gets a vote regardless of the amount of the investment, right? Yeah,
because, I mean, realistically, we would all like to say everybody got $20,000 in the bank, and we can all, invest $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not have $20,000. You say, hey, you know what, I could put in $5,000. It does not make you less of a board member.
Right.
You know
okay.
what I mean? So, like, from what I've learned, even watching the TV series Queen Sugar, they're actually organizing the co-op, and it's like, okay, this is what's going on in the community. You know what I mean? The crops aren't coming in, so we're not able to make ends meet. So let's build a co-op so nobody goes under. So now
right.
all the farms are coming together, and there's a meeting. And with the whole, series of the Borderlones, this is the main characters, and the Landrys, which is the enemy of the characters, and it is to keep our land and our property. We're going to build this co-op. And there was already a building, which was the meal that the main characters – sister had bought. So it's going to come through this meal, everything, this sugarcane meal. And that's how they begin to, like, kind of work together to kind of help each other out. One of the characters was on the verge of losing her house. She did end up losing her house, but because they was able to rally together financially, they can invest in her farm and help her rebuild.
Okay, good. I see what you're saying. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad you're talking about this. We need to always look at ways of how we can find ways to work together and increase the wealth amongst us all and everything.
Right.
So I appreciate you bringing this topic in. It's a very interesting topic, and you're doing a great job as usual. I'm just calling in to support and to get a little bit of jewels of knowledge here. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes. All right.
All right. We have a caller number 6 in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Eve. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, Mo Garman. How are you?
I am okay. I wanted to call in and support your show. I don't know much about co-op, so I've been listening attentively. I know I have a lot to learn, and you presented a lot of information, so I had thoughts to you on that. But it does sound like co-op members would be beneficial in the Black community. I think the supermarket chain is a great idea for the farmers. That sounds
mm-hmm.
like ideal. That sounds pretty ideal. And it's a great place for us to start building.
Yes. I believe we should have, there should be more, mainly the ones that I've learned of is more for the farmers, because if the crops aren't coming in, then, they're not able to make ends meet. They're not able, to pay the bills and whatnot. But I believe there should be more, one for the schools, education. There should be one
right.
for even small businesses, even within the community, a type of co-op, because we can all benefit from that. We can all learn from it, because there's always somebody in the group that knows something. Like, if we're all in a group, you may know more than what I would know. So if I'm having an issue trying to build my business or trying to organize, you know, my receipts, you may be that one that can show me how to do that. And so then exactly. That way I'm not getting flustered with the paperwork. And then I may be someone who know how to write a grant. So you're like, here, I need to write this grant so we can get some more money from the state. You know what I mean? And then say Brother O could be that spokesperson who can go before the board. You know what I mean? And if we all come together and work together, we could build a savage community, like the Clever One said. We could buy this building over here. Okay, so over this building will be a boutique. Over this side is going to be a bank. Over here is going to be a tutoring center. You know what I mean? And that's going to be, say, the WBNN co-op. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. It's usually a community of shared ideas. And a lot of people kind of look at it more as more of a black business, but it's more, and sometimes I tend is more in the urban communities or more on the metropolitan side, like say DC, New York, but, or it could be in the rural communities such as the farmlands. But what I'm saying is it's so important to even think about as far as business wise, because you may not just want to run a sole company on your own. You just may want to be an investor in something and kind of get your name and what comes to community, what comes into your school. You know what I mean? And that's so important because we all have a say so.
Right, and the workers actually invest in the company in themselves, right?
Right.
I have seen that with supermarket chains in the South. They do that. So I think that's a great thing to bring up here.
Yeah, I believe so. It's needed.
Very much so.
Because even with housing,
economy.
Even with housing, you can help people who can't afford housing. Like, okay, I'll tell you what's going on. This is what we can do.
Right.
Yeah. So I appreciate you calling. This is a good topic.
You're welcome. This is an awesome topic. it's bringing us up. It's elevating everybody. So that you can't ever go wrong with a topic like that.
Yes. Yes. I'll have some information on my website, and I'll post it on Facebook. And that way, if you miss anything, you can always download a PDF.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And it is now time for my favorite time of the evening, Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted our robbery to listen to this type of thesis tonight. And the professionalism of E. Davis carrying on at this time in our most bereaved moment. We've had a lot of bereaved moments on our network. And amazingly, we have fought through them all. From the death of Darlene Lawrence on February the 14th, 2019, to the death of Anna Waddell on March 14th, the death of King Cadence, our main man Randy Rogers, on May 27th of 2021. We have been through a lot at this network. It's amazing. Jesus is a phenomenon, a breakthrough artist in broadcasting. She shares her heart with the hundreds of thousands of people who follow her on Facebook and the 17 million people that listen to her on the radio here at WBNN. You know, she's a cult favorite, a cult classic. And I received this news right when we played our first track, giving honor to Huni Bakatun, a lifetime achiever, elect of the Hall of Fame. I appreciate him letting me know. And I was mainly speechless. Before I go into Ngozi time, I'll bring one more caller on. Caller, you're live right now. You can talk to E. Davis, and I'll go into Ngozi time at that time.
This is Angela. I was just calling in to say hello. How are you?
How are you tonight?
I was just I'm doing okay. Believe it or not, I was just doing a I'm in a business class, and we was just talking about co-ops and different types of business plans. business structures, rather. And believe it or not, that was actually one of my choices that I was going to choose for my mock plan. And we have to put together a mock plan. But then I got to going over some things, and I decided not to go with that. But that is awesome that you're on here talking about it, because I tell you, it is amazing. A co-op is amazing. The only disadvantages that I would have had for my mock program was if I decided down the road to everybody to branch off and maybe do their own thing. I didn't know how we would do that because of the structure of what I wanted to do. That was the only issue. But I think it is great because individuals do get to come together. And like you say, we can pull. If I'm weak in the area, there may be somebody that's strong in the area that can help me. So it is amazing for the community, I think. So the fact that you're on here talking about that tonight, I'm just excited because it was just confirmation that it needed to be talked about within our community. So thank you for sharing, like always.
Thank you. Thank you so much
for
calling.
That's all I wanted. Yes, always. I'm always listening, and I tell everybody, I don't want people to think I'm not listening. I'm always listening. I don't always come on and say something because your girl got a lot going on. But
yeah,
I try to support every single night. I try to support every single night, and I appreciate all of you guys, but I definitely appreciate you tonight for what you're doing.
Yes,
so that's it for me.
When is your next show?
November the 16th.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and thank you.
I appreciate her. I want to make sure I got her call in. Back to what I was saying, we've had a lot of dark days here at WBNN, and my heart is heavy now for Christine, losing her son. And anyone here at this network, we're a family. What affects one affects all of us. And, what can we do? What can we say? We pray. We give our encouragement to our sister in this time. Again, it might be the awful grace of God in this situation, but it's never, never, ever, natural for a person to lose a child. And we offer so much, encouragement to Christine Powell tonight, again, in the loss of her son. Again, we will support her in this time of need. As soon as I get off this phone, I'll be calling her officially because I got the news while I was on the air. And I must call Christine. And that's that. Let us pray. Tomorrow night, we come back on these WBNN stations with Pastor Kevin Perry. And the work is done. I know that Pastor Perry will give his support to Jesus tomorrow night before he starts his show in a word of prayer and touching the Powell family that stretches from California to Maine to Florida, the state of Washington. Big, vast family. All the family in Long Island, New York that's listening tonight, I thank you guys because I know it's hard tonight to listen to a show knowing that your cousin, your niece is going through a time of bereavement. My heart goes out to Kenyatta, her daughter at this time, who's been so supportive in, the care taking of her brother, as well as his great mother, who has been a part of this network. Again, I've seen sad days, but brighter days are sweetly dawning. I will not do Ngozi Khan tonight. There's no need for me to do any type of recognition of sponsorship in this time. I will not do it. We'll go back to E. Davis at this time.
To piggyback on Brother O, I'm not going to elaborate any more on the subject of tonight, but I just want to actually pray for Christine and her family in the sudden loss. And we can all bow our heads and close our eyes and just, in the old school church, we would just reach her hand to the individual, the situation, and say, you could just reach your hand towards the phone or however you're listening to just all join in for prayer, for comfort, because I never lost a child. I don't want to be in that situation, but I do know the pain of loss. My brother-in-law died this February of 2022, so it is a heavy situation. Father God in heaven, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this family, this WBNN family. We thank you for us rallying together for our dear sister. We ask you to comfort her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to her home right now and comfort her and her family, Lord God, and her other children and their friends and neighbors and whatever the situation is, Lord God. Only you know why. But we're asking you to just send your comforting angels, Lord God. And if anyone who doesn't know you, Lord God, allow the situation for them to get to know you, to know that this young man's death was not in vain. Lord God, we ask you to comfort everyone at the WBNN family. And as we continue to show support, let us all rally together. In your holy name, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.